Episode 1805, The Element of Surprise.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is finally here. It is Friday. Yay! Can you believe it? Yes, it is the last Friday, the last weekend before Christmas. Are you ready? Oh, I sure am. Because you know what? Finally, today is the day the kids will be done with all finals and Mama can breathe. Well, you know, it is Confessions of an Upset Mama Day, the element of surprise. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, are you already counting down the days to January 1st of 2020? It just sounds strange even saying it. Well, you know what? Before we get there, the element of surprise is best at Christmas. The children wait with anticipation as their imaginations go wild. What will this year bring under the tree? Hearts skip a beat for that long-awaited day. The list made and checked twice to make sure everything was oh so nice. There's nothing more satisfying to the soul than experiencing your children's joy, a dream come true. All that they could have wanted is right before their eyes. Think back to when you were growing up, a time when you wanted something so special and you got it. Whether you earned it yourself or whether it was given to you by a parent, a grandparent, a mentor, but now you finally have it. It's amazing, right? I can remember when we were living in Indiana at the time, we had a home on the lake and it was a Christmas. And, you know, growing up, we were not well off by any means. We never went without anything, but we didn't have absolutely everything. And so Christmas was a very, very special time in our family. And I can remember this one Christmas, I wanted this special, special outfit. And can you believe it or not? I know, don't roll your eyes. I still have it to this day. Now, we won't talk about whether I wear it or not. That's for another episode. But I will tell you this, that I wanted it so badly. And I can't remember. I mean, I was younger back then. I don't remember how much it cost or whatever. But I knew it was something that, yes, that's what I wanted. And that Christmas, I opened up the box and there it was. This beautiful brown jacket, suede, I may add, brown with fringe on it. I absolutely, positively fell in love with it. That's why I still have it today. It's very interesting, though, right? How you can remember all the way back when. I didn't know for sure if I would get that outfit. It was on my wish list, it was on my mom, dad. If you can, this is what I would like. Didn't know if I would get it, but guess what? I got it. And I'm sure their hearts were just like pounding out of their chest to see my reaction, because I'm one who, okay, I'm a little overreactive. Yes, I'm like wear my heart on my sleeve, crying, yelling, screaming, jumping up and down. Yay, I got it. This is awesome. Now fast forward to our children now, right? Well, my kiddos, from a very, very young age, we had them make their list. And when they were young, we would start with just coloring books or magazines, and we would have them circle things. And then we would move into, okay, now you cut them out and you paste them on the paper. So it became, yes, I know, sounds crazy, I would use it as a teaching educational tool. And then when they got old enough, they would start writing it out. And if the kids could spell a few words, they would spell the ones that they could. And then otherwise, they would use pictures or they would write it out phonetically, however it worked. Well, then, in addition to making their list and checking it twice, I would also want them to make a list for those who had served them, like their teachers, our postmaster, our garbage people, you know, people that you don't regularly think of. And I would say, what can we give them? Well, I was just talking to our number three, Ashley, a few days back, and she said, Mom, you know, she goes, I remember when we did some fun things for people and they weren't expecting it. She goes, remember when we were living in Texas? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, do you remember the time where we made the candy and then we made the cookies too, and we would have them all bagged up and you would have us sit there and watch for the garbage people to come to pick up the trash. And as soon as a truck arrived, because we lived in this cul-de-sac and we were in Texas at the time, so we didn't get a lot of snow, maybe a dusting or two, but nothing major. And so they would sit at the windows and they would watch for the garbage people to come. Now, we never knew the exact time they would arrive, but we knew the approximate time. And so for some reason, though, we didn't see them initially. Now, at this point in our life, I had four children that were totally mobile, and then I had an infant. And when I said an infant, I'm like, he was in my arms, infant, still nursing, young, like maybe, let's see, June. So probably about 5.5 months old. So a baby, right? Infant. Well, anyway, so imagine this. Mom, the garbage truck is leaving. We got to go now. And she goes, Mom, we were running after him. So imagine four kids running. And then you have a mom with an infant. Now, I don't know if I actually took our little G-man with us at that time in my arms. Maybe I left him in his bed or something. I have no idea. But I'm sure we looked a little crazy running. Now, we didn't run for very far because we lived in a cul-de-sac, so they would only go a few houses down to stop and then pick up about a few houses more of trash, and then they would move to the next set. Well, anyway, they were more than surprised, right? They looked in their mirror like, oh my gosh, who is chasing us down? We weren't chasing them for garbage. We were chasing them what? To give them a gift of love and gratitude. There's something about the element of surprise. You know, my husband has recently changed jobs, and it's been exciting and scary all at the same time. Anything new, anything with a change is like, you're never sure what to expect. Well, we have a gal there that is pregnant and expecting her second child, and they were having a baby shower. Well, since it was her second child, I know what it's like. I've had five. And after the first one, then the second one, the third one comes along, right? The older ones are like, well, the baby's getting everything and the baby's not even here yet. I don't understand. They don't quite comprehend. And so I told my husband, I said, would you be okay if we got a small gift for the big brother? And he's like, oh, that's a great idea. You need to do that. Yes, let's do it, most definitely. And I said, okay, great. So I went and searched for, as much as I thought, the perfect gift to get a big brother. And so I should say, sending it and delivering it, we just had it shipped because she's less than a month away now from delivering. And my husband didn't want to have to carry it and lug it all up. And it was like, well, let's just have it delivered to her door. Everything will be fine. No problem. And so thank goodness I was tracking the packages. And this one was shipped with something else for the baby. And so I didn't have anything wrapped inside because nowadays, you know, you don't know who's wrapping them. And anyway, so I just tell people, look, you got a package coming. When it comes, if you want to wrap it, then wrap it and then unwrap it again. But otherwise, it's not going to be wrapped inside. Most people are okay with that. So she was opening it up and she told her son that, hey, look, man, you got something in here too. And as she told the story to my husband, she was telling him that his eyes got as big as saucers and he began to well up. It's the element of surprise. He wasn't expecting anything, but somebody thought of him. It wasn't just about the new baby, but the big brother is someone special too. You know, you remember more deeply when it comes to the element of surprise, right? You're more rooted personally. You're more emotionally invested. That's what happens when the element of surprise is wrapped up into it. God did that for you and me with Christmas. He didn't have to give us his son. God could have done something totally different. I don't know what he would have done, but he didn't have to give us Jesus the way he did. But he did. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The element of surprise. When you look at how you parent and how you lead your family, Where does the element of surprise come in? I want you to think about a few things this season. What can God teach you this Christmas about loving your family more? And I really want you to begin to look at things differently. I've had the privilege, I can say that now because, you know, we're coming up on almost 2 years here down south. And I haven't had to call a moving truck, which is a huge blessing. But in decorating, I have decorated lots and lots and lots of houses, apartments, different buildings we've lived in, and all different shapes and sizes, right? Different color walls, you name it. And all the different trees we've had, different decorations. And we have one tree that we've had from the very beginning. We got it when we got married, our first Christmas together. In actuality, when I was thinking about it, because our daughter just got married, so they are now experiencing their first Christmas as husband and wife. And she was telling me earlier yesterday, she said, you know, Mom, she goes, I got like 200 lights, but I think I need at least double that. But you know, it's just going to have to do. And I said, sweetheart, it's your first Christmas. It's okay if it's a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And then I started telling her our story when we got our first Christmas tree. And I said, you know what? I said, when we bought our Christmas tree, it's an artificial tree. It's a smaller tree. I said, we actually got it when it was on sale, on sale, on sale. And I said, I can't remember if we bought it just after Christmas or right before. But I mean, it was one of those things that it was, you know, hey, this is what it is. And we're on a shoestring budget and it's okay. You know, we didn't have all these elaborate things. Not that we have a lot of elaborate things now, but I have a few more trees that are a lot bigger now. But that's happened over the years. But you know what? We still have our very first Christmas tree. And it's one that's special and precious. And we put it in different places. Every place we've lived, sometimes it'll be in front of a window, or another place it'll be maybe downstairs, or it'll be in a corner. Sometimes it's at the entryway. Just depends on where we have. Sometimes it's sitting by the piano. This year it's in our living room, our formal living room. We've got the piano in there and a nice sitting area with the fireplace. There's no TV in there, so you can go in there. It's a quiet room and cozy, warm, inviting. And it's just one of those trees that you look at and you're mesmerized with. And every single time I hang an ornament, there's a story that goes with that ornament. God wants to teach you something every single time in your life, whether the consequences are good or bad, whether the circumstances are what you expected or they're unexpected. What can God teach you this Christmas about loving your family more? I really want you to ask yourself that question. Search it out. Because I don't think we spend enough time really listening to what God wants for us and how he wants us to lead our family. And you're in a very, very special position. I mean, God didn't have to send Jesus to us here on earth. But you know, he wanted to. Why? Because he wanted to experience what his creation experiences. He wanted to have that intimacy with us. So look at your decorations differently. When you sit down this evening with your family and you look at your Christmas trees, or you look at your stockings that are hanging, whether it's on the fireplace, or maybe you have just a stocking hanger. Maybe you don't have any stockings at all. Maybe you're cuddling with your fur babies and you're snuggling up to them. How can God use you to love your family more? What is it this Christmas season that can be different? Number two, how can you serve your family without telling them everything? Again, the element of surprise, use it. God does it to us all the time, right? He doesn't and hasn't given you your entire blueprint for your life. I mean, imagine if you were born and then you got old enough, let's say 5 or 6 years old, and he said, okay, Susie, let's sit down today. I'm going to show you your blueprint. This is what your life is going to look like. This is everybody you're going to meet from now until you come home to heaven. And look at all these different people. And you know what? Then you're going to go to this school and you're going to go to this high school. Oh, wait, you're going to move 3 times here. And oh, by the way, you're going to drive a red car and then a black truck and then a purple Corvette. And then, wait, I forgot to tell you, you're going to get fired at your job. And then something else drastic is going to happen. Your father's going to pass away. And then you're going to be diagnosed with something very serious. And then you're going to have some struggles in your marriage because of that. And then on top of that, your best friend is going to divorce her high school sweetheart. And then after that, you're going to lose your puppy dog. And then after that, your mom's going to pass away. We would begin to freak out about now, don't you think? 5 or 6 years old, knowing our entire life put in front of us. Yeah, I would freak out. The element of surprise. There's a reason for it. So how can you serve your family without telling them everything? Maybe there are some things they need to know. Maybe there's some things that the kids need to know. Some things your husband needs to know. Now, I'm not saying to keep secrets. There's a difference. But allowing growth, allowing them to learn over time and not have to understand everything right at the beginning. Because if you were given your whole blueprint, you wouldn't know what to do. You might run away. In fact, you may not even want to live. And that's really scary, I know. And it's a serious conversation, but it's one that, you know, at the holiday time, I think we need to have some of these serious conversations. The element of surprise. So you got, what can God teach you this Christmas about loving your family more? Number two, how can you serve your family without telling them everything? And finally, number three, what can you do to surprise God this year? Well, you know what? Believe it or not, God wants to feel it too. He loves the element of surprise. Now, I know you're saying, but God knows everything. Yeah, he does. But you see, there's three: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Son, he wants to feel it. So God can be intimately attached to you. So why not? What can you do to surprise God this year? Maybe it's really reaching out to him more. Saying, you know what, man? I want you literally by my side every single day. Maybe it's talking to him as if he literally is standing next to you. Maybe it's diving in the Word. Picking up your Bible and reading a chapter a day or just 5 verses, whatever it is. Spending time with him in the Bible. Reading it, not a devotion, actually in the Bible, immersing yourself there. You see, this Christmas, immerse yourself in the presence. Christmas is about presence. Today, this moment is about presence. You can sit here and begin to worry about, oh, is my luggage packed? Do I have all the Christmas things package? I mean, some people are traveling already this weekend. They're flying out. They're going to see family. It's awesome. My oldest and her brand new husband, our brand new son-in-law, they're traveling to his family's and they're going to be there for a week or so. That's fabulous. I'm excited for them. But I'm sure, you know, my daughter's like, oh my gosh, you know, first time with the in-laws as the daughter-in-law. So I've got to make sure, do I have all this stuff? Did I get everything right? Did we, you know, make sure everybody has the presents? Did I wrap them? I can't forget them. Oh my goodness, I need everything for the puppy dog. You know, all of that stuff, right? You go through those. Stop. Immerse yourself in the presence. That is what matters. It's the element of surprise. What do you need today? What do you want to find out today? What do you want to be surprised by? You know, we can look for the bad in everybody, and I guarantee you, you're going to find it. If you're out there last minute shopping, you're going to find the bad. You're going to find the people who are crabby, who got up on the wrong side of the bed. They're going to be looking for things, and they will have gone through three or four stores, and by the time they hit the fifth store, you're in line with them, and they are just moaning and groaning like, oh my gosh, why can't I just find this? I knew I should have looked somewhere else. I knew if I would have just bought this 6 weeks ago, all would be fine, right? Instead of just saying, well, you know what? There must be a reason why. And put a smile on the face. What is it that you want to see as a surprise in your life? Where can you expect the unexpected? It's kind of exciting, right? We don't think about it as adults. The anticipation, the element of surprise. Well, I know this parenting thing is not easy. I know life is not easy, whether you have children or not, whether you're mentoring them, whether you're just trying to pay your bills, wherever you are in your life, life is tough. But you don't have to do it alone. If you're one who's saying, you know what, I need some help. I just need to talk to somebody. I need somebody who's been there, has an idea of what I can do, that can give me some tools and strategies to get through things. I just need some options. I need someone that is not emotionally engaged where I'm at, that can see things that I can't see. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. I know it's probably one thing that you really weren't thinking to put on your list, but maybe it's something that you need to make time for. That says, you know what? Maybe God's got something for me this year. The element of surprise. You never know what's around the corner until you turn the corner. Don't be afraid. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very blessed, safe travels, and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.